when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Records must be played. It is my quest. It is my duty to the world. pouring it on a little thick already. Anyway, welcome to another round of the Oompa Hour. I'll tell you right up front, I'm battling a cold, because why not? Right? I almost always have a cold around Halloween time. Came a little late this year. I have historically spent Halloweens taking my kids around trick-or-treating while I'm sucking on a Hall's cough drop. Now, of course, years have gone by. Now I go with my grandson trick-or-treating, and I'm sucking on a Hall's cough drop. A Hall's cough drop? Is that what I said? I don't know. Anyway, so we'll see how it goes. I may not talk as much as I did last week. I think I talked too much last week. Maybe not. We'll see how it goes. But I'm telling you, I'm a little stuffy, and my voice will probably be dramatically different by the end of the show. We'll see. We may even spin a 78 this week. I know a couple weeks ago I gave you the big spiel. I wasn't going to do it till I got a different preamp so I could adjust the equalization for the 78s. And I haven't done that yet, but I found a really nice one. And we might give it a spin in the show this week. So we'll see if we can't get some shellac going around this week. Right now, let's just get the show started with the Ampelaires Orchestra. Here's the White Table Polka. There you have it there, the Ampelaires Orchestra. Get another edition of the Oompa Hour rolling right along here. That was the White Table Polka. Glad you're along for another week. Don't know how it is where you are, but it's cloudy and kind of cool here today. In fact, people have been scraping their windshields in the morning because the frost is piling up on them. But looking good as we get into next week, back into the 50s and sunshine again. Digging that, you know what I mean? Here's Al Soyka and the orchestra. It's the Flamingo Polka. We'll be right back. They have it, Al Soyka and the orchestra, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another show every week. This happens, whether you want to stop it or not. It's going to keep coming at you. I want to remind you, if you would like to make a record dedication, a question, comment, request, whatever, there are a lot of ways to do that in this modern high-tech world. And you can actually telephone and leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985, and we'll get those messages here at Oompa headquarters. That's 218-259-2985 for a voice message or a text message. You can also send an email to oompahour@aol.com, and we're on Facebook too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, if you have a request or a dedication or just want to say hi, or tell me how to pronounce somebody's name that I've horribly got wrong. You'd think after all these years of being around all these polka records, I'd have all the names down pat, wouldn't you? It doesn't work out that way, let me tell you. Let's do a Whoopi John record, shall we? The man only made 10 million records. Here's Whoopi John and the gang. Here's the Poopsie Polka.
Cause she's kinda silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can have Mary, cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can have Susie, cause she's such a floozy, and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye, Tootsie, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die. Thank you.
go. A little Whoopi John there. I love that little squeaky voice there. But I'm sure they were talking a little bit about somebody other than Poopsie in that record, right? I don't know. I was very confused. Anyway, Whoopi John and the orchestra. I would tell you who's singing, but it's printed so darn little on here that you need to have Superman X-ray supervision. John Schultz and Ray Boyle, maybe. Maybe. The record looks like it's brand new and it's 70 years old, but I can't read the writing. Ah, the curse of only one pair of handy reading glasses. Anyway, we're in the middle of another Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us. Johnny Hisney. Is that right? H-Y-Z-N-Y? Johnny Hisney. I'm not sure if I say that one right, and I've been saying it that way for 50 years, and nobody's yelled at me yet. Anyway, along with the music makers, here's the Ohio Polka. There you go. We're doing the Ohio Polka there with Johnny Hisney and his music makers on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Coming up in the show. See, I'm organized enough I can tell you about what's coming up this week. There's an accident just waiting to happen. I'll tell you what. I have Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra coming up. We got a 78 coming up. We got any Scandinavians out there? We don't get a lot of Scandinavian old-time music on the show, mostly because I just don't have the records. Because, you know, it's a polka show. Anything goes. And I found a great 78 of Viola Turpinen's Scandinavian Ensemble doing the Let's Go Polka. And a little bit here, I'll be cranking up the Victrola, and we'll get that one going. So stand by for that. And what else did I have coming up? I had something else I was gonna plug it. That's what they say when you talk about stuff coming up. You're plugging it. Oh, I remember. I found a request. You know, I'm not real good at working this Facebook thing yet. Me, I've only been using it for 10 years or whatever it is. But you log in, and then it tells you if you have messages from people. And I can't always figure out. It says, you know, so-and-so sent you a message, but I can't find where the message is. And you would think it'd be simple. I got to have my daughter help me. We're going to figure this out because I missed. But I found some messages that were like from months ago that I haven't seen. So if you had sent a message and I didn't either respond on the show with your request or write back to you, it's simply because I don't know what I'm doing. But I actually had a request for something from Pee Wee King. And I've got a Pee Wee King polka coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But before we do any of that, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. As long as I'm sitting here just talking away. Because I like to do that in every show, invite you to check them out online if you can't do it in person. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. 1,400 accordions on display. Now, I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that you are not going to find a collection of many more and a larger variety of accordions than you will find at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I mean, I haven't really done an intensive study of other accordion museums. How many can there be anyway, right? But you can check them out, and you can look at them online, worldofaccordions.org. Of course, you can't see the whole collection, but you can see a few pictures, and you can take a look at their concert hall and all the incredible information and research you can do with them, too, as well as the Accordion Repair and Technician School. Check them out when you have a chance. Visit them if the opportunity presents itself. World of Accordions Museum there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. All right. Here's Louis Bachelle and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. This is the Matilda Polka. There you go, Louis Bachelle and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Matilda Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Plugging along here, working with my cold this week. And, okay, something's wrong. Why don't I have a proper sleeve for this record to go in? I hate when that happens. Anyway, we'll just keep the songs rolling this week. I got a 78 we're going to slip in here. Let's do a request. I found a request in the messages on Facebook buried somewhere. I've got to learn how to find these messages so I can get these things on for you. I don't know what the deal is. It's like they made it fancier. You know, they can't leave anything alone. You know, those Facebook and those internet people, they just can't leave anything alone. They're always messing with it. So when you think you got it figured out and you go back to it, it's like, wait a minute, this is not the same way. Anyway, I had a request, wanted to hear Pee-wee King, and I dug through the records, found a few Pee-wee King polkas, as a matter of fact. That'll fit right in, and here's one of them. It's the Tennessee Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Every Saturday night, they do a barn dance upright to the Tennessee Polka. Cut a rug on the floor with the one you adore to the Tennessee Polka. Every girl has her bow and her heart is aglow dancing the Tennessee Polka. They come all the way from anywhere, USA, to the Tennessee Polka. Oh, swing 'em, swing 'em, swing 'em around, happy you're bound to be. Swing 'em, you're glad that you found a polka in Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee. Saturday night they do a barn dance upright to the Tennessee polka. Cut a rug on the floor with the one you adore to the Tennessee polka. Every girl has her bowl and her heart is aglow dancing the Tennessee polka. They come all the way from anywhere, USA, to the Tennessee polka. Oh, swing 'em, swing 'em, swing 'em around, happy you're bound to be. Swing 'em, you're glad that you found a polka in Tennessee. Nashville, Knoxville, wherever you go, they all seem to agree. It's more fun, get your blues on the run with the polka from Tennessee.
All right, we're going to call that a belated request because I had a message on the Facebook requesting that song from I don't even know how long ago, quite some time ago anyway, and I didn't even see that request. It's been months since I got that, and I just discovered it today. That's for Don in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That's where that's going. So there you go. I love to play a request as long as I figure out where the messages are. Sorry it took so long, Don. I'll do better next time. Here's Eddie Mack and the orchestra. This is the Go Go Polka.
Go some more.
right, see, you'd think I was paying attention, huh? There you go, the Go-Go Polka, Eddie Mack and the Orchestra, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I told you we would slip into 78 this week. Let's do it so the pressure's off. I sit here worrying about it. So I got to change the needle. I got to change the record player. I got to put it on the right speed. There's a lot of work involved here, but I thought it would be kind of fun. I have the Let's Go Polka on a nice, shiny shellac 78 that I'm hoping plays delightfully, even though to us record player geeks, the EQ is going to be off to all you geeks out there, okay? The rest of you just ignore it. I'm speaking gibberish to you. It's Viola Turpinen's Scandinavian Ensemble. I have very few Scandinavian old-time waltz records. I don't know why that is. I mean, there's plenty of Scandinavian people around here. They're all hanging on to their records, I guess. Anyway, here they are. Cross your fingers. Here's the Let's Go Polka. Well, I tell you what, those 78s go around awfully fast. You sit here staring at that, and it lulls you into kind of a trance. You're like, wow, look at that go around. Anyway, haven't had anything of a Scandinavian origin on the show for a while. There's Viola Turpinen's Scandinavian Ensemble and the Let's Go Polka. And more 78s will be coming up on the show in the future. Really, I promise. I need to get into the 78 file and pull out all the nice, clean, shiny ones that aren't all yucky, and I need to do some tweaking on the equipment. But that didn't sound too darn bad, did it? All right, let us press onward, shall we? So far, my cold is, you know, you can tell I have a cold, but I'm hanging in there. That's because I know when I'm done with the show, it's lunchtime. Georgie Cook and the Orchestra, By the Sea, By the Beautiful Sea.
By the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Fire's rich, my is rich, so now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
You go, one of those records that's so beat up you wouldn't think it would play, but you know, sounds just fine. Deep down in those grooves, things are okie dokie. We're in the middle of another edition of Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another round of all this lunacy. I'm telling you right now that we only play records on this show. You probably know that if you've been a long-time listener. If you're joining us recently, it's true. It's a fact. Everything you hear on the show is coming from a record. I always used to say vinyl, but now that I'm starting to throw in some 78s once in a while, I got to stick with records. We do play, you know, pull out an LP every now and then. All that speed changing can confuse a guy. You got to be careful. So now I got a Happy Louie 45 sitting here. And on one side, got the Peanuts Polka. On the other side, I got Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Both are classics. Both are standards. Both are loved by millions. Which side do I play? For whatever reason, I chose Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. Maybe it's because I'm hungry.
Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek. Oh, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler eyes, let's all play hide and seek.
Well, you ought to see my Julie, a pretty gal is she. She lives down in the hollow all alone. She likes to wear those mini skirts and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home, she's a blonde girl, she's pretty, pretty as a daisy, and she means the whole wide world to me. She likes to wear those hot pants and do the polka hop. The night when I go calling at her home,
oh, apple peaches, pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler out, let's all. Pumpkin pie, who's not ready? Holler out, let's all play hide and seek.
Oh, there goes Irene, there goes Irene. She has a smile, a great big smile, walking down the aisle. Now there goes Irene, there goes Irene. She has a smile, she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Zosia, there goes Zosia. She has a grin, a great big grin, a pretty, pretty grin. Now there goes Zosia, she has a grin, and she likes to play hide and seek. Now there goes Julie, she has to wiggle in the middle. She has a wiggle in the middle. Now she has a wiggle in the middle. Now there goes Julie, there goes Julie. She has a wiggle in the middle, and she likes to play hide and seek.
Oh, I'm a peaches pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler on.
Have it, Happy Louie, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I should really look at the clock once in a while so I know what how much time we got left to work with here. Holy moly, man. All right, let's do... we got Frankie Yankovic over here on turntable number two. Let's give that one a spin. Frank and his Yanks, and it's the Happy Polka.
I'm as proud as can be.
You know, it is Happy Polka time. There's Mr. Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Oh, I need to update you. By the way, I don't remember if it was last week's show or maybe the show before. I was telling you about our freezer problems. I wanted to update you. We bought a little deep freeze to put in the basement because the wife hoards food like I hoard records. And it quit working 5 months after we bought it. So we contacted the people that, you know, the company that made the thing. It had a year warranty on it. And back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They're going to send us a check for the retail price of the freezer so that we can buy a new one. The company is. Magic Chef stood behind their freezer. Of course, now to do this, they have to have a picture of the cord cut off to prove that it's really broken and we're not going to try to use it. And I can handle that. And they need a picture of the thing on the back with the serial number and all that. Not a problem. We mail that in. They're going to send us a check. They're not going to cover the tax we paid, though. So we're out a little bit there. And they're not going to cover disposal of the broken one. So we're probably going to have to load that in the back of the truck, make about a 40-mile round trip to get it to the recycling center. So there's a little loss there. So I don't know if we're going with the old Magic Chef again or not. But... I guess I'm satisfied with the deal. They stood behind the warranty. They're going to send us a check. And I didn't think they'd try to repair the old one because it was a smaller one and it wasn't very expensive. And it wouldn't be hard to send out a service guy and spend more money than we paid for it in the first place. So that's the follow-up on the freezer story, if you remember from last week or the week before or whenever the heck it was that I told you about that. Because I like to gripe on the show. I don't know. I don't know why. Share the pain with everybody. We got to do a waltz. Always have at least one waltz in every show. At least we strive for that. I'm going to start making a chart. Waltz every show. Play a 78 every show. Anyway, let's do the German Americans. When the sun comes over the brewery. Dancers, you can relax now. The pressure's off. There are the German Americans when the sun comes over the brewery here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show as we press on with more records. And look at the clock. All right, we got a few to go. We don't hear Johnny's Hot Shots very often. I think I only have one or two 45s from these cats. And this is the Butte Polka. B-U-T-T-E. If you don't put the E on there, it's the butt polka, and that would be ridiculous. Here's Johnny's Hot Shots.
We'll be right back.
There you have it. There are Johnny's Hot Shots here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another one here. That's the Butte Polka, by the way, on the Sound Recording Company record label. So there you go. Now I got one of those records that sometimes I wish I knew what they were singing when they sing in Polish, because this just sounds like the kind of record you'd want to hear what the guy was singing, you know? Anyway, it's Marian Lush, and I wonder, the title is clearly translated from the Polish on the record, and I just, it's the Over My Cradle Polka, all right? And I have no idea what he's singing about, but it's still a great record.
Płynie Wiśla, płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. I nad moją kolebką matka się schylała, matka się schylała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. Ojcze na żywierze i składa apostolski, i składa apostolski. Jak pokaż miłować trzeba naród polski, jak pokaż miłować trzeba naród polski. Ej, płynie Wiśla, płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. A dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie, a dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie.
There you go, Marian Lush on the old Oompa Hour, and I have Oompa Town's Finest coming up next, so stick around.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I got Oompa Town's Finest on the turntable here. And again, a 45, couldn't decide which side to play. I'm playing this side because the song is titled Katrina. And I think Katrina is a beautiful name. So with that, here's Oompa Town's Finest.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. It's Oompa Town's Finest and Katrina here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think we have time to squeak in one more here. Yeah, another oldie but a goodie, too. I got a vintage Dana record here, and these go back to like the 40s, even though they've been reissued on the 45s. Here's Ray Henry in the orchestra. If you're dancing, this one might poop you out. Here's the accordion polka. There you go, Ray Henry and the orchestra wraps up another edition of the Oompa Hour. Yeah, I looked at the old clock here, and it said I'm winding down. But hey, I made it through with my cold, so that's not so bad. A little stuffy, but my voice kept working, so maybe I'll just shut up now and let their singers take us out of here, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polk Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.